shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Nothing on the radar yet, but it is going to be a wet day. I'll show you when the rain arrives and how long it sticks with us.
And it's a big weekend for Raleigh. The NHL Stadium Series game is happening tomorrow. Events for fans start today. WRAL's Nye Harden will tell us about all the fun, free activities happening at today's Fan Fest.
Plus, power outages overnight for thousands of Duke Energy customers. What crews say was the cause about those outages? Now we understand that a lot of folks are back up and running again. So we hope they're watching, and thank you for joining us at 4:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We still have the warmth out there, but we're going to see a rainy morning. The rain's not here yet. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with the timeline for our rain.
And over the last 24 hours, it's been slowing and slowing. A day or so ago, it looked like it would be here for the morning commute and be out of here around lunchtime. And now it looks like we make it an easier time of the morning commute, but it may last farther into the afternoon, and that could affect folks who are headed to FanFest. Nothing showing up here just yet, but we take a look at Futurecast, and we're going to see that rain rolling on in. 65 degrees right now, and it is breezy. We're seeing that southwesterly wind, so very warm start this morning. But it's going to be one of those days where it's warmer in the morning than it is in the afternoon. Once that front moves by, our temperatures are going to drop pretty quickly. But at 65 in Fayetteville and Rocky Mount right now, 63. And of course, we're looking at the potential for showers moving in across our area. Here's where the rain is right now. And you can see it's back into the mountains and moving into the foothills. We're going to walk through the timeline of this coming up.
We're just one day away from one of the biggest sporting events Raleigh has ever seen. The Carolina Hurricanes will play the Washington Capitals at Carter-Finley Stadium outdoors. This morning, there's a free fan fest that'll be happening in downtown Raleigh. And WRAL's Nya Harden is here to tell us about all the activities you can get out there and check out for free, Nya.
Good morning, Jeff. Well, normally we know the Canes are in their seats, but today they are going to be taking the streets. Take a look at this right here. This all on Fayetteville Street, which is pretty amazing when we get these opportunities to see stuff like this. Just to show you how big this event is, they have this Ferris wheel out here. The Itsy Bitsy definitely doesn't look like it. It's just one of the many things that you'll be able to do. And as we show you, you can see there are lots of food trucks that are down there, as well as lots of tents. We are going to be seeing a lot going on, and that's all going to start at 11 o'clock this morning. And the best part is it's going to all be free. This free event is going to kick off the outdoor game and celebrate 25 years of the organization. Beginning at 11 o'clock this morning, you'll be able to meet Hurricanes alumni. You'll get your picture with the Stanley Cup, and you'll get to play some street hockey. Plus, they've also got live music. I just showed you a few of those food trucks there, and a drone show. And we're being told that fireworks are going to end this all out. So some exciting stuff happening here. Now, we're going to be here every half hour. We're going to be walking around, taking a look at things. And as things are gearing up, getting ready, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of people in their gear. So make sure to bring yours and come on out and have some fun. Nya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Taking a live look at Carter-Finley Stadium in Raleigh this morning, where the game will take place. Final preps are being made today for events happening there tomorrow, and you can expect heavy traffic in the area for much of the day. In 10 minutes, WRAL's Keenan Willard will join us live to tell us how traffic will be impacted this weekend.
I'm Michael Grace from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Clayton, where, as you can see behind me, power back on this morning in this neighborhood and other neighborhoods across Wake and Johnson County after over 10,000 people were without it, according to Duke Energy's outage map. Now, I had a chance to speak with some of the Duke Energy workers. They say there was a problem with the substation. And check out this video I managed to get with my phone of that substation that they were repairing before the crews left. Werger said there was an outage at the substation itself, which caused the rest of the outages in the surrounding areas of Wake and Johnson County, but they were able to get that all fixed up at around 1 in the morning. And the good news is all of those neighborhoods now have power going into the weekend. In Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Students at Hillside High School in Durham are on a remote learning day today. School leaders say it's intended to be a healing day for students after a shooting near campus last week left one student dead and another hurt. A funeral service was held yesterday for the student who was killed, 17-year-old Anthony Feaster.
Three people are in the hospital this morning after shooting at a Memphis mall. And police say they've arrested one person in connection with the shooting. Investigators say it all started during a fight at the mall last night. Two people were shot. A third person suffered a medical issue as the mall was being evacuated. One of the people who was shot is in critical condition.
New this morning, the Carolina Mudcats could be on the move to Wilson. Wilson City Council approved a partnership with the team last night to explore possibilities for a stadium. The city says it has several sites under consideration. City leaders say the ballpark would also be a venue for outdoor concerts, other sporting events, festivals, community events. And the Mudcats have played at Five County Stadium in Zebulon since 1991.
Today, another Wake County town is taking steps toward a big makeover of its downtown. The groundbreaking for the Rollsville Main Street project is happening today at 101 North Main Street. The town has plans to add mixed-use developments and more improvement to the area. Town leaders say the project will promote safety, walkability, and bikeability on Main Street. The project is expected to last nearly 2 years.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is sending a clear message saying Raleigh police officers should be fired after the death of Darrell Williams. They want manslaughter charges. Crump said the continued use of a taser on Williams after he said he had heart problems was, quote, torture. A police report said Williams grew combative and resistant, eventually leading to a taser being used on him several times, and then he died. Crump and Williams' family say the treatment was inhumane. The local police union representing two of the officers says more information about this is needed.
We hear from everybody, well, why didn't he just comply? We can offer you thousands, thousands of videos where white citizens didn't comply and they didn't end up dead.
We don't know what kind of drugs or alcohol were in his system. I think it's completely irresponsible for someone to make that kind of claim before the investigation is even complete.
In the body camera video released, police said an officer found a dollar bill on Williams that had a white substance consistent with the appearance of cocaine.
One person is seriously hurt after a crash in Raleigh's Village District. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was at the scene around 7 p.m. This happened at the intersection of Cameron Street and Oberlin Road. A dirt bike and SUV were involved. We're working to find out if anyone faces charges. Today marks 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in Ohio. Coming up, the actions being taken by the EPA as people fear for their health.
Plus, a Michigan State University professor is speaking out after the mass shooting there earlier this week. Coming up, he talks about the moment the gunman entered his classroom.
And here's a live look in Sanford this morning. It has been a beautiful and warm week. Rain is on the way this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will explain when you'll see showers where you are.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41. We're going to be watching this radar closely, but it really looks like closer to 9 o'clock before we end up with any showers across our area, which is that's just nice. So, you know, we're going to get a break for the morning commute. But the flip side of that is the rain is likely to last longer this afternoon, and that will definitely impact Fan Fest. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Here's a look at Goldsboro. It's going to be a little breezy for us this afternoon. We're starting very warm, very mild this morning. 65 in Tarboro, 63 in Irwin, 65 in Rocky Mount. That's about 10 degrees above our normal high temperature. Temperature for the day, and that's where we're starting this morning. We're going to hold it in the 60s for a while. The other thing that's changed this morning is yesterday it looked like our temperatures by 1 or 2 o'clock would begin to dive into the 50s. It looks like because the rain hangs around, some of the warmer temperatures do as well.
Elizabeth, thank you. Downtown Raleigh buildings are lit up in red for the Carolina Hurricanes, as you can see behind me. Final preps are underway at Carter-Finley Stadium for tomorrow night's Stadium Series game. Before that, thousands of people are expected to head to PNC Arena for a pregame fan fest, and you can plan on some heavy traffic in that area tomorrow. WRAL's Keenan Willer joins us live there from PNC and Carter-Finley with a look at the preparations. Keenan, good morning.
Good morning. You can see the lights are shining bright behind me at Carter Finley in advance of that Stadium Series game. But before we get to that point, people are going to be flocking here to the parking lot at PNC Arena for this, the Fan Fest. Here at the stadium, you can see we've got booths set up for things like food and drinks, games that are going to be offered to people. Thousands of people expected to come out here, not open to the public. This is just going to be if you have a ticket for the big game. However, the impact of this event is expected to stretch to the general public. And I'll tell you why. With those thousands of people starting to get here around 2 o'clock when this finally opens up, we can expect to see some serious traffic backups on areas like Blue Ridge, Wade Avenue, major thoroughfares surrounding the PNC Carter Finley complex. And that's going to be for much of the afternoon as people start to trickle in here in advance of the Stadium Series game. But enough about all that. The fun stuff is still going to be happening here too. Like we said, we had the booth set up. The Stanley Cup is even going to be set up for fans to take pictures with, returning to its rightful home with the 2006 World Champions. And it really is expected to just be a great build-up to the big Stadium Series game.
We have hockey games, one right behind me, which is the Accuracy Challenge. We have lots of sponsor activities with stick and hands where you can test your skills and try your trick shots.
Yeah, so this event is going to start around 2 o'clock. It's going to run until about half an hour before puck drop. And just about an hour or so, we're actually going to head inside the stadium and get a look at the final preps there. Back to you.
Keenan, thanks for that. Another train derailment involving Norfolk Southern. This one went off the rails Thursday morning in Michigan. 7 cars jumped the tracks. 3 actually tipped over. And fortunately, the cars weren't carrying any hazardous materials. Norfolk Southern decoupled the trains on either side of the derailment and moved them away, and no injuries were reported.
Today marks 2 weeks since a Norfolk Southern train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. EPA Administrator Michael Regan met with residents yesterday. Regan was born and raised in Goldsboro and previously served as secretary for the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality. And residents told him about concerns over the town's air quality, and they say just cleaning up the soot from the wreck is not going to solve the problem.
I have gases from that creek in my home. It's not going to work with that type of cleaning. I've been asking for days, but there's no sense in cleaning it until you can get that sheen off of that water. It's everywhere. We need help.
Residents were evacuated after the accident until officials decided the air and water quality were safe enough for people to return. People in the town say there's this lingering chemical smell.
Rural areas in North Carolina are getting money for some much needed improvements in the sewer and water systems, part of a new federal grant. Governor Roy Cooper visited the town of Pine Tops in Edgecombe County to announce the new infrastructure funding. The grant of $3.6 billion is the result of the bipartisan infrastructure plan approved by last Congress.
So with these first rounds that we've been able to do, that we're celebrating these two projects here today, we've been able to invest in water infrastructure in 86 counties.
The governor said the current project in Pine Tops is funded by nearly $8 million to replace water lines. Currently, those leaking lines have wasted 25% of the town's water supply every year.
Michigan State sports teams will return to competition today as campus life slowly gets back to normal following this week's mass shooting. Memorials continue to grow at MSU after the deaths of 3 students in Monday night's shooting. The professor who was teaching in the classroom when the gunman started shooting is now describing that experience, saying the shooter looked inhuman.
When you see someone who's totally masked, you don't see their face, you don't see their hands, you don't see, it was like seeing a robot. It was like seeing something not human standing there.
2 of the victims, Ariel Anderson and Alexandria Werner, were students in his classroom. The 3rd, Brian Frazier, was shot at the student union.
4:47 the time right now. We're keeping a close eye on radar out there today. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. The slowdown of this system could mean big changes as we head towards the weekend.
Absolutely. We're going to start off taking a look at radar here, and I don't expect us to see rain showing up in our viewing area until closer to around 8 a.m. This is a big change in the last 48 hours. We started to see the system slowing down yesterday, and it's even slower this morning. And so that could affect your plans if you were planning to head out to FanFest in downtown Raleigh later on this afternoon. Here's where the rain is right now. We're watching this front as it starts to move across the mountains, and you can see showers heavy in the mountains at this time. Very warm temperatures with this. We have a strong flow coming up out of the south, so it's going to be a warm, wet morning for us. Here's a look at our current time. We're going to check out temperatures along with the precipitation. And as long as the precipitation is here, our temperatures won't drop as much. So a couple of things have changed. The rain is later. The warm temperatures will hang around for longer as well. We take a look at 9 o'clock, and we're just beginning to see a little rain from South Hill to Roxborough down to Durham at 9, and our temperatures are still in the mid-60s. We are starting to drop into the 50s in Roxborough at that point. We'll see the rain continuing to move through. It's going to be pretty wet at noon across almost the whole viewing area. We're starting to fall into the 50s in Roxborough and South Hill at that point. And then the rain continues to gradually slide eastward. By 3 o'clock, it should be over in the triangle. If you're planning to head down to FanFest, you probably can put your umbrellas away at that point. And temperatures are still in the low 60s. And by 5 o'clock, most of that rain is out of here. You can see it trying to redevelop a little bit there along the I-95 corridor. And then we're going to see temperatures really falling. 47 in Roxborough, 53 in Durham, 56 in Raleigh there. So we're going to see the temperatures continuing to drop pretty dramatically into the evening. I think FanFest lasts until about 9 p.m. And at that point, temperatures are about to drop into the 30s. So here's a look at FanFest temperatures. Starting off very warm around lunchtime, we'll continue to see rain up until around 3 o'clock or so. And then we'd begin to fall into the 50s around 5 or 6, and then into the 40s by around 9 or 10. Right now, we're looking at breezy conditions. It's going to be a gusty day for us too with this big changeover. Currently it is 65 degrees and we're headed into the upper 60s in just a little bit. The number there on the right side in the white box is the gust. So we're gusting to 18 right now in Roxborough and 21 in Fayetteville. Look at the wind gusts. We could be gusting up to 30 miles per hour this morning and then 25 miles per hour this afternoon after the front itself moves on through. So walking out the door to temperatures in the mid 60s, it will be cooler tomorrow. We'll see mostly sunny skies after this front moves through, 55 degrees, and then mostly cloudy on Sunday and 60. After that, we continue a warm up for President's Day, almost 70 degrees, and then we're in the 70s. And yep, did you see that? 82 for Thursday. Spring tries to come back again next week.
What a February it's been, Elizabeth. Thanks. A big move is happening today in Cary, the new location for this historic house. Medicaid expansion is one step closer to happening in North Carolina after the state house approved it today. But if expansion doesn't happen, 300,000 people in North Carolina could lose their health coverage over the next 17 months. 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur explains what's changing and how to protect your coverage.
We are just in front of the Wake County building where folks come to get their Medicaid services. Over the next year and a half, folks who are on Medicaid are going to have their eligibility looked at. Here's what you need to know about the recertification process.
So arthritis is vicious.
Rosa Little was just 35 when her arthritis became so severe.
She started losing her ability to walk.
She eventually left her job and turned to her children for help.
And we said, Mama, we'll take care of you. You know, all 8 of us got together and we said, we'll take care of you.
Little started getting health coverage through Medicaid. Her son, William, said it made all the difference.
Without it,
yeah,
we would have been a family lost by 1988.
300,000 people in North Carolina could be on the verge of losing full Medicaid coverage as a pandemic-era provision ends.
There were built in these protections where states were given extra Medicaid dollars, but in return, they were prohibited from terminating almost anybody.
But that's ending. And starting April 1st, everyone will have their Medicaid eligibility reviewed.
One of the ones we're most worried about are people who are terminated for procedural reasons. They're terminated because DSS could not get a hold of them to get information from them to determine if they're still eligible.
That's why it's important for beneficiaries to contact us make sure we have good contact information, up-to-date addresses, so that they'll receive the notices if they're no longer eligible.
Catherine Thompson with Wake County Health and Human Services says they work 2 months ahead. So in April, they'll start looking at anyone up for recertification in June. In May, they'll look at July and continue on like that for a year until everyone's eligibility is checked.
You're going to get these forms from DSS, and this time it matters whether you respond to it or not. The last few years, you could throw it in the trash can and it didn't affect anything. But now it's going to matter.
If your Medicaid is terminated, you always have the right to appeal it. A great place to start is going to Legal Aid of North Carolina. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
Again, expanding Medicaid would prevent most people from losing coverage if they have it now. Medicaid expansion now heads to the state Senate, where some differences with the House's plan will need to be worked out.
Friends of the Durham Library are hosting a book sale today and tomorrow. The sale is happening at the Books Among Friends store on South Roxborough Street. It'll be open tonight from 4 to 7 for members only. Memberships are available at the door, though, so you can become a member on the spot. Tomorrow's hours are 10 to 4. All proceeds from the sale will go toward programming at the library.
The Carolina Hurricanes are heading into tomorrow night's Stadium Series game on a winning note. Seth Jarvis scored a hat trick last night as the Canes took down the Montreal Canadiens at PNC Arena 6-2. They've now won 9 of their last 10 games, hoping to add a win tomorrow night.
No doubt. One of the oldest homes in Cary is moving to a new location today. After 150 years on the same corner, the Ivy Ellington House will move downtown. You see the house right here. It is on the move. It's up on wheels, getting ready for this. The house will move to the edge of South Academy Street today, hang out there for the weekend, and then it'll make its final stop on Monday. For a deeper look into the history of this house and what will be built in its place, you can visit WRL.com. The NHL Stadium Series game is happening tomorrow. Events for fans, though, start today. And in a few minutes, WRL's Nia Harden will tell us all about the fun, free activities happening at today's Fan Fest.
And here's a live look at Lewisburg this morning. There we will see some showers today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down when we have the best chance for rain.
And we have learned that actor Bruce Willis has dementia. Coming up, we explain what kind of dementia he has and the type of treatments available.